Hi, Enzo.
Who am I speaking to?
So Michael's here from MMA League.
Oh, Michael. How are you doing, Michael? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I don't know what happened there. We got disconnected.
Yes, we got disconnected there, yes.
So, Enzo, has... obviously, in your adulthood, sir, have you suffered from any sort of depression or alcohol or substance abuses?
Before, at one point, I was a cannabis user for 7.5 to 8 years, and okay. I came off it. I'm over 20 years off it now.
Yeah, and how was you?
And it was because I was just blocking the problems out, if you know what I mean.
No,
the doctors got it all in the record, by the way.
Yeah, that's perfect. How was your mindset when you came off the cannabis? Because obviously you masked the trauma with the cannabis. What was your mindset like when you came off the cannabis?
Well, it was quite cold turkey. Was it easy to do, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was my sister and my family helped me, kind of thing, Michael, you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But what was your mind like? How was your head?
My mind was just traumatised.
Yeah.
And also, I found it very hard to come to terms with life, which I'm still, I'm still going through trauma every single day, Michael.
Oh, you will do, sir, unfortunately. It's the absolute horror stories that you've been through.
Would you like me to tell you about the victors?
If that helps you, Enzo, I don't need that information at the moment.
But if you don't need that information, why should I revisit it at this point? And
it's not worth upsetting yourself. What I'm going to do, Enzo, at some point in the near future, we will have to go through it, sir. Make sure that we haven't missed out anything, so we can obviously substantiate your claim. But it's not worth, you know, on a Monday evening when I don't need that information. If it would help you to talk to me, I'll 1,000,000% listen to you.
I mean, the walk is in cupboards, right, Michael? The walk is in cupboards and forgot about us for the whole day kind of thing. They knew exactly that we were in there. And I could still feel the thumps on my back. The four spedders, Simalima and Tabioka, and these kind of things were not the kind of food that we were used to be being Italian, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we were used to nice food. So when you spewed it back up, they would put your spew back inside you again.
Wow. And was forced.
And it was only till I was 19 I became independent.
Yeah.
I bought a loaf of bread, and the bread was lying out for a while, and it went a bit green. And I went to go and try it, and I said, that's right, that was the bread that I got at the school. Green bits through it. Because I didn't know what bread, you know, when you come away from your family home to start living independently for yourself, you find out, you know, a lot more things like using a washing machine, simple things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So they would batter me with their crosses as well, and I've just had the operation for a hernia repair. It was a double hernia repair on my abdomen, and it was a trapped bowel inside it as well, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that was partly the effect of, that's what the doctor was saying, or the surgeons, they were saying, the mind forgets, but the body doesn't.
Okay.
So I went in for the operation last year there.
I think they could relate that back to trauma, past trauma.
Absolutely. It's all been put back to trauma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what hospital was that, sir? And I will...
The hospital that I got the operation, I'll tell you what it was called.
Was it twisted bowel, did you say?
Sorry?
Enzo. It was a hernia and twisted... It was twisted something.
No, it was a double hernia repair with a bowel entrapped. It was a strangulated hernia. I nearly died.
Yeah. Twisted bowel. Okay.
I was vomiting. I was being sick because usually, I mean, I mean, most of the week, you'll get incidents where I've got to run to the toilet because of what they did to us. And just be sick.
I don't know how are you still standing, if I'm honest, Enzo. I really don't. It's an absolute
That's nothing to what happened to me in the St. Columbus. St. Columbus, they would give you a jag to make you sleepy and take you over to a building so they could rape you every night.
Wow.
And then sometimes a black car would come up, pick you up and take you down to like a house in Gourock or Greenock near Largs.
Yeah.
And basically there'd be five priests ready to rape you down there.
And that's in St. Columbus?
That was St. Columbus, aye.
Have you already... do you mind me asking, Enzo, why...
Do you know something? I'll tell you, I'm not very happy what they paid me out. And she won't give me... And I'll tell you something else as well. She won't give me a breakdown of the injuries for that, because that's what messed me up, first of all, with the CICA, because she wouldn't give me a breakdown. And under Scottish law, if you look it up, she must give me a breakdown. So I urge you guys to get on to Thompson's to ask them for a breakdown. Now, the KC... Thompson's a soliciting company that was dealing with the claim to do with my abuse at St. Columbus. Now, basically... Sorry, I forgot what I was going to say now. Now, basically, she was supposed to give us a breakdown of what happened at the school with the injuries and all that. And the KC that put me off going to court, she told me that he used to work for the Maris Brothers.
Yeah.
Now, would you not say that that was conflict of interest?
Yeah. Who are the Maris Brothers?
The Maris Brothers are the Ken Harvey Maris from Partick in Glasgow. They're all over the world, actually. And they raped me. They actually physically hurt me as well. They paid me £100,000 less than everybody else, and I'll tell you why that was. It was because I was classed as a grass. You know what a grass is?
Yes, I am.
Because 20 years ago, when I went to the police, I broke the silence about the school. And also Aldo Moroni getting murdered at the school, because they made me clean all the blood up with James Coburn.
Oh, wow.
They murdered Aldo Moroni, punched him to death at the top of the stairs at the age of 7, and we were 10 at the time, and ordered us to go and clean the blood up.
Other
Germanis, if you look up St. Columbus and Largs, you'll see it. Aldo Moroni's his name. This is what my mother and father were working like slaves, 17 other shifts, 7 days a week, to pay for us to have a life like this. No, I don't think so. My mum and dad was paying good money for me to become an airline pilot, my brother to do the same, and my sister to become a doctor. Because back in the day, they picked your career, you know?
Yeah. So this
I'm
is
not
school,
happy.
This is a school, Enzo, that your parents placed you in, so you're getting the best education.
Well, there were no checks done in the school. We've just found out that the nuns don't have any records. They don't have any certificates for looking after minors either. And they said that they don't have any insurances. Now, how does one run a business like that? You wouldn't go and drive a car without insurance, would you?
No, you wouldn't, sir, no.
Or without road tax? No. And there's a bit of chirality there for you. We'll just call it, eh?
Yeah, I just can't believe how badly you've been let down by these institutions, these people of God.
Listen, they're not people of God. Do you know who my God is? My God is Lestitia, the God of justice, because we've been back to Roman law now, because the Romans were never Christians anyway. My dad says, just go back to being Roman, because that's the way Italy's going anyway. Then now, all the churches are shutting down.
Yeah, they are here as well, aren't they?
Massive, massive cathedrals, when I went there last year, is all shut down, Michael. They can't get the numbers anymore.
No, it's a dying faith, people, they say, don't they?
So yeah. I would appreciate if you could look into St. Columbus as well for me. Maybe we should look into St. Columbus, because she's been done for something like that before.
Okay, let me speak to Matt, our senior solicitor. Let me see, because you've obviously gone down the civil route. Let me see if you've claimed civilly, can you claim through the Scottish...
Criminally.
Yeah, let me just check.
You know Peter Toner? He got the jail in 2019. The Beast from the East, Brother Peter, that went to the boarding school in Largs. Inspector Colin Jones from Kilmarnock Police Station, that was dealing with the National Child Protection Unit that came to visit me, said that he's abused over 800 children, and that's without Kenya coming forward.
Oh, wow.
Still in jail, but as far as I'm led to believe, they came and seen me a while back there, and they said Peter Toner is not coming out of the jail. He's going for another holiday, meaning he's going back in for other boys.
Yeah, they generally reoffend constantly, don't they?
Well, I know the laws of justice under my own Roman literature, if you know what I mean. I don't believe in Catholicism, by the way.
No. So I'll speak to... I'll speak to Matt, see if we can... see if there's a way that we can reclaim or claim. Because you've gone down a criminal and the criminal route. If there's a claim for St. Columbus. In the meantime, I will... Can I just ask, Enzo, What information does your doctor know about your cannabis abuse and why you suffer cannabis or why you hid, if you like, in cannabis? Okay.
And by the way, I've been on antidepressants for over 40 years. I was on Nerve tablets when I came out of the boarding schools at the age of 12. So that's all down in record, by the way.
Yeah, that's...
And I've been to see, they sent me to see the psychiatrist, head person in Glasgow and all over Britain, supposed to be Dr. Martin Livingston. And he diagnosed me with CPTSD, also DMS-5, which is severe depressive disorder, and anxiety status as well.
And he's a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist, is he?
Psychiatrist, yep.
Okay.
And I've still got the records from when he seen me last to show you. I don't know if he's still working as a psychiatrist, but if it was a long time ago, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. No, they still hold your medical records. So where was that? Was that in Scotland or was that in England, Enzo?
That was in Scotland, and
Whereabouts was it? Where can I ask that?
That was in Glasgow, and it was a place called, the Anchor Medical Place in Glasgow.
Okay.
And the people that paid for it was the government from the inquiry. Paid £1,000 for me just to go and see him.
Okay. Trying to...
Oh, by the way, I've also got reports from private psychologist Dr. Mahmoud over a 20-year period. Sometimes I was going to see him 3 times a week at £100 a visit.
We couldn't get
to the bottom of what was wrong with me. But when I came off the cannabis, that's when I knew that I'd been abused.
Yeah.
I've definitely got a strong case here, don't I?
You have a million percent. What's the doctor called, Dr. Mahmood?
That was Professor Mahmood. I don't know if he's still consulting, but all the reports went back to my doctor and what he did for me, if you know what I mean. He worked privately for us.
Okay. So I can get that information from Professor Mahmood from your UK, can I?
Yeah, but I don't think Professor Mahmood is working in Ross Hall Hospital anymore now.
Ross Hall?
You've heard of Ross Hall, haven't you?
No, sir, no, I haven't, unfortunately.
Ross Hall Hospital is a hospital that used to be up in Glasgow, and I think it's still there, and it's a private hospital where my parents paid for my fees to go and see for the consultations with Mr. Mahmood.
Okay, I'm gonna write to them as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can I take your GP's name and say well, details, please?
There's no point in me giving you a GP's name because we don't know who you're going to see when you're going to Withersea, you know, the doctor surgery.
Yeah, just give us the surgery details then, please, Enzo.
Oh, you want me to give you the address details?
Yes, please. I'm going to write to them.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yes, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to look it up for you then now on my
perfect,
phone.
Sir.
Just give me a wee second. Give me a wee second then now. Glasses. Right now, into Google search. And it's called St. Nicholas's Doctor Surgery.
Yeah.
It's Queen Street, Winnersea. You want me to spell it out for you?
Yeah, give me a second. I can't type as fast as I can. I used to. Doctor Surgery. Yeah. What's the address, please, sir?
The address is Queen Street.
Queen Street, yeah.
And Withersea is spelled W for whiskey, I for India, T for tango, H for hotel, E for echo, R for Romeo, N for November, S for Sierra, E for Echo and A for Alpha. Winnersea.
Perfect.
And the postcode is H for Hotel, U for Uniform, 19,
yeah.
And it's 2 Papa Zebra.
Perfect.
Would you like the telephone number?
Yeah, I can take the telephone number, yeah, of course.
It's 01964.
Yeah.
613.
Yeah.
221.
Perfect. Is there any email address there, sir?
There's also another telephone number. It's 0333.
Yeah.
33.
Wow. Yeah.
24.
24, yeah.
242.
Okay,
and perfect. I'll just find out the email address for you, the website. Hold on. I'm going to give you this information now. Hold on, let's see. It's funny, it's not a...
It's okay, I can find it. It's not a problem. It's just email. Going to be added to hand.
Here we go. I've got it here for you.
Yeah.
Well, wait a wee minute. I think it's one that you'll need to get yourself, sorry.
Yeah, I'll get it myself. Enzo, it's fine. It's totally fine.
Sorry,
what you give me is amazing. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for that.
No worries. No worries.
Am I okay to contact all these?
I give you full permission.
On your behalf. Perfect. Thank
I give you full
much.
Permission.
Perfect. So what I'll do, Enzo, is once I've got all this information, I'll come back to you. In the meantime, I'll speak to our lead solicitor, see if we can reapply for St. Columbus. And then, do you have anybody that's witnessed the impact of your time and care? I.e., like a family member, maybe even your doctor?
Oh, yes, my sister.
Okay.
My twin sister that went to the same school. and she was still waiting and you guys phoning her.
I'll ring her now. If you give me the details, I'll ring her right now.
Would you?
Yeah, maybe.
Hold on, I'll give you your details around. Hold on a sec, my friend. Contact Silvana. Her name's called Silvana Pedinius.
Can you spell that for me, please?
S-I-L-V-A-N-A. Silvana.
Silvana. Yeah. Say her name.
And her surname is Pedinius. And
I'm going to need you to spell that one for me, Enzo.
Sorry?
I need you to spell a surname for me, sir.
Yes. P for Papa.
Yeah.
U for uniform. P U double D I N U.
Double Z?
No, double V. Delta, Delta.
Oh, Delta, Delta. Yeah.
Pedinius. Pedinius. P U double D I for India.
End
of November.
Yeah.
U for uniform.
Pedinius. Pedinius. Okay. And can I have Salvinia?
It's a Salvinian name, you know.
Yeah. Can I have Salvinia's contact details, please, sir?
Silvana's details are, wait, I'll just tell you, is 077 11 58 6394.
Okay, perfect. I tell you
and
what.
There's also another girl that Silvana has been in contact with called Gronja Kiggins. And if you want, I can give you her. Silvana probably be able to give you her details.
Okay.
I'll need her permission first, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'll do. If it's okay with you, Enzo, if you can give your sister a heads up that I'll call her tomorrow. Obviously, it's 7 o'clock now, and I don't know where she's.
You want to tie up for the night? I know, my dinner's.
It's not for me. It's more to do with your sister. I don't want to, you know, surprise her out the blue and say, you know, we want to talk about what you suffered at St. Joseph's or St. Columbus. You know, if you could just tee that up for me a little bit, and I'll give.
Well, Silvana will be able to collaborate with all my abuse.
Yeah. Okay.
And how the impact. Sort of, how would you say, was rehearsed on so many occasions, how you live by it day by day, and also I can collaborate for Silvana as well, if you want.
Okay, yeah, perfect, that's amazing if you could do that for each other.
I'll give her a phone, soon as I come off the phone to you,
yeah,
I'll phone her and let her know.
Perfect, I will give her a call tomorrow, if you could give her this number. I'll call her on this number tomorrow.
If you just phone us kind of thing, but I'll make sure that she gets the number that you've called from tonight. Don't you worry about that.
Give me a second. I'm just going to put in my diary to call. So
I think it's about time we started getting the police involved again as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we will do, yeah.
I think they said don't feel as if you're bothering us at any time. You can phone me any time, Enzo, they said, about this.
Yeah, they will do, yeah.
I just want to get this sorted out, because these people, what they'll do is, they leave artefacts for years, so they can't get opened up. I don't know if you've ever seen the film Spotlight.
No, sir, I haven't, no.
They're not who they say they are, by the way. They hide like records so the victims won't get the outs, if you know what I mean, because of this.
Yeah.
And what they do is they just move them around from place to place. So Father Pat McGroin, if you know what I mean, has then changed his name to Father Edward.
Yeah.
And then Father Edward has then changed his name to Father Thomas. So you'll never find out the real names. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course. They move around.
That's a bit dodgy, that, is it not?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it
is. But the one thing to do with Thompson's, Michael, my father used to say in business, if somebody can't give you a receipt, it means that there's something dodgy going on.
Yeah, of course, yeah. My father was bang on.
You know, and basically what I want to do is, my old accountant that's no longer working for me because I'm on the sixth now again, right?
Yeah.
And I've been signed on PIP and, you know, the Universal Credit because I'm not able to work there now. But he said that you guys should be getting on to, like, the HMRC to find out how much money has been paid out to them in regards to St. Columbus.
Okay.
Paid out to whom, Enzo? Sorry.
Well, you know, I was put in one room with a solicitor, The solicitor with the other solicitor is working for the same company, of course. She goes into another room and she speaks to the Maris brothers, or else the Maris brothers solicitors, or the insurers, as you would call it, and she keeps coming back and forward with different prices. I mean, I'm not an object of an auction, you know?
Of course, no. You should have been treated a bit more dignity than that. At the very, you know, minimum.
You know something? Whatever happens here, by the way, Romans don't lose battles, and what they'll need to understand is we invented law.
Of course it is, yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, of course, sir. Of course.
I'll get them one way or the other, by the way. It doesn't matter. We'll get to them anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna ring your sister tomorrow. I'm gonna speak to or contact all of these different NHS trusts, different hospitals, different local authorities, Enzo. I will get all the information from them. I mean, you can go through them. I can give you a copy of absolutely everything. It's your copy. It's your details. It's your story.
Whatever you want is.
We'll get the information from your sister, and we will submit your claim, sir, and we will try and get you as much money as we possibly can.
I really appreciate your help and.
I appreciate you talking to me, sir, and I appreciate the strength it must take for you to even get on a phone call and talk to me about it.
It's not been easy, mate. But do you know something? You know, getting back to the Roman thing again, by the way, to have Roman blood inside you, you're strong. You don't really lose battles. Do you know what I mean?
You've got a good mix there with Roman and Scottish, haven't you, let's be honest.
Well, not just Roman and Scottish. One of my greatest grandfathers came from Athens, and the other one came from Rome.
See, well, you've got there's some heritage, some lineage there then, Enzo, isn't
it? Aye. Yes. Yep.
So, Enzo,
I'm quite proud of it.
No, you should be, sir. You should be. It's an amazing, like I say, lineage. I just need to run through a little legal issue or legal disclaimer with you, sir. Obviously, due to the sensitivity and nature of these claims, I just need to make sure you understand exactly how we charge and what we charge and why we charge and what other options are out there for you, Enzo.
Sure.
So just to let you know, sir, you could actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. It is a redress scheme.
I've already tried to apply to them, and they kind of, how would you say, they want to kind of put up a barrier against you by saying because your mother and father sent you there, but we were actually sent by the government as well, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, because my mum wasn't well at the time. My father was working in these ice cream vans, these Mr. Whippy vans that he brought to Britain and England, you know, he was the first guy to do that. And basically, you know, it's every time you speak to them, they say, oh, well, it was your mother and father, it was your choice, but they made us sign a mandate before that with a questionnaire of how we should take this forward, and then they wanted to make rules on top of what we'd said.
Okay.
I also want to take the government to court as well here, please. I want you to make a separate claim for that as well.
Okay. Well, you want us to go, you want You want to look at
the government that will actually be... Sorry, Michael. Sorry to interrupt you there. Government that will be partly to do with the government, but it will be the council that was in charge of the two areas for failing to protect us in a duty of care.
Yeah.
So you can tell your senior solicitor that as well, if you want. So there'll be a few claims for yous and a few claims for me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Local authorities.
You're not just coming for one ice cream here. You've got a bunch of ice creams.
Due to their negligence.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I've got a lot of boys from St. Columbus that I can get his business for as well. Boys that I actually went out and looked for because I didn't want to believe that it had happened to me.
Yeah, of course.
And when I came forward 20 years ago, I've rounded up about 15 or 20 boys that have actually went ahead and had claims from Thompson's that get paid more money than me.
Yeah.
And they never suffered half of what I suffered.
No. Was your sister in St. Columbus or was she in St. Joseph's?
She went to Wellington and Ayr when that school, St. Joseph's, shut down. I went to St. Columbus and my brother, Remo Romolo, went down to a school called St. Joseph's in Dumfries, ran by the Marist Order as well.
Okay. I can speak to your brother if he needs my help.
You can't speak to my brother. He passed away last year with cancer, mate.
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, don't worry. You didn't know that, mate.
I'm sorry, buddy. So just to run through that disclaimer with you again, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So you can apply yourself, as you know. There are other law firms out there, Enzo, that they participate in the government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000. That's paid by Scottish Redress or the Scottish Government, if you like, to that law firm to apply on your behalf. So you can do that. Now, we don't participate in that scheme, Enzo. We enter into a private fee agreement with you, a kind of JV on a no-win, no-fee basis. So we've kind of got skin in the game with you. So
we'll just go for that. Well, if you could help me, if I could help you, by giving you all the information, you can help me with getting some justice on this.
Yeah,
and it's not to do with the money. Money won't fix anything, but it'll certainly be able to get me out of caravan.
Yeah. Just to let you know, Enzo, it is a genuine no-win, no-fee, so you will never owe us money if you lose. We're not going to put that pressure on you. Obviously, you've been through enough trauma in your lifetime. You're the max.
What is the fees?
The max you'll pay is 20% inclusive of VAT, so it's capped at 20%. So you'll never pay us more than that figure, sir. You may pay us less, dependent on what you know work we do on your case in line with our fee structure. But the max you'll ever pay is 20%, Enzo. Is that okay?
Right. Okay. That's fine.
You still happy to proceed,
go ahead with it. Yes, yeah, very happy. I've already signed all the forms and all that.
Yeah, I just need to make sure you're aware that I can send them forms back. It's not a problem. If you didn't want to, I would...
No. I want to go ahead with it.
This is... It's at your pace. This is your claim. This is your... We're your lawyers. If you want us to do something, we'll do. If you want us to stop, we'll stop. It's entirely up to you.
Not at all. I want you to go ahead with it. And I want these people to be brought to justice.
Yeah, okay. Me too. What I'll do, Enzo, if you can give your sister a heads up, I'll give her a call tomorrow and I will give you a call in a few weeks there just to check in, really, make sure everything's okay, let you know where I'm up to, let you know what the lawyer says and update you on my progress.
Sure. Please keep me updated. But if you don't mind me asking, where is your accent from?
I'm from a little town in the northwest called Liverpool, sir.
Oh, I thought it was a Liverpool accent. Yes.
Yeah.
You're the second person that I've spoke to from Liverpool today, by the way.
Yeah, what was the first one after?
The first guy, it was a guy that's coming to wash all my roof in my caravan, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I believe that when bacteria builds up in your roof, it can get into your house as well, your home, you know.
Yeah, probably could.
You know, it's like a lodge that I stay in, if you know what I mean. And you know how I managed to get this lodge?
No.
I was actually homeless. I was sleeping in a tent, and Thompson's paid me the payout, and I had to buy it with my molestation money. Just to keep myself unhomeless, because in England, because I wasn't getting any help in Scotland, you've got to be a resident for 5 years here, by law.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know that. They're giving people money and all kinds, you know, within 10 minutes these days, aren't they?
Yeah, yep. My dad paid all his taxes all his days, and they paid it for all these refugees that are coming in and staying at hotels every bloody day, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes my dad was paying 130 grand a quarter for all his businesses that he had.
Oh, wow.
He could have sleepless nights.
Was it just the ice cream vans? Or
he had ice cream vans, he had restaurants. My mum sold Murano glass, Cabo de Monte and Onyx.
Yeah, I know Murano.
Quite high scale, you know, ornaments and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
And the fancy goods kind of thing. But my mum and dad tried to bring us up thinking that they'd done the right thing, sending us to boarding school. And I told my dad before he passed away 10 years ago, he says, well, go and see them and see what you can do. And I went down with a counsellor that I had, and they says, well, what happened? And I put my cards on the table, and he says, see if you drop all the soliciting things that you've got going on, God will have a special place in heaven for you.
Oh, wow. That's a strange comment, isn't it?
Yep. Aye. So, that actually killed my dad, that, because when I told my dad, it put stress on him. He was very frail at the time, and he died with pancreatic cancer. My mum died of a broken heart of what happened to us at the boarding school, and my dad dying of the cancer.
Imagine how I must have at your mum, Enzo, for, you know, blaming herself for putting you in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm sorry for everything you've been through.
No, it's not your fault, mate, and I appreciate your empathy and sympathy, you know, but, you know, we've just got to be strong through this and get through it, and, you know, if we can make a dent on their accounts or whatever that they've got, you know what I mean, fair dues, that's like a, you know, a shotgun barrel on the right direction for me, that.
Yeah. Well, let's try. Let's see where we get to.
Yes.
I can't promise you anything, but what I can promise you is that I will try my best for you.
What is the percentage rate, anyway, of, you know, winning? On this basis,
it varies, to be honest with you, from case setting to case setting. I've never come across St. Joseph's. I've never come across St. Columbus, which sounds mental considering what you've just told me. So if we can prove there is abuse in them places, sometimes if there is a known abuser or a known pedophile, they pay out without any investigation, very, very quickly as well. So you've got a very good chance, Enzo. That's all I can say for now.
Okay. No worries. I'll give Silvana the heads up and hopefully speak to you in the near future.
Yeah, you're speaking in the next couple of weeks, Enzo.
Lovely. No
you
problem.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
You too. Okay.
I'm very, very glad that we spoke today. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you, Michael. Have a good night now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.